U.S. Air Force veteran Chris Jackson survived 12 years disposing of explosive devices in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I went into the military and did specifically what I did because I wanted to make sure people that were there got home.
As challenging and potentially deadly as that work was, Jackson says his transition to civilian life since 2014 and finding a career that provides the same sense of purpose has been daunting. Dissatisfied with a traditional job, Jackson enrolled in Purdue University's Entrepreneurial Boot Camp for Veterans with Disabilities, one of 10 schools that hosts programs designed to help veterans shape their passions into a career path. Jackson entered the boot camp wanting to use his military experience to help solve problems he encountered in the Middle East, like drones that couldn't operate in desert conditions.
What my company or organization plans to do is to bring those end users in the defense sector into the product development stage.
Jackson brought a business plan to Purdue's Krannert School of Management. Experts on campus, staff from a local co-working studio, other veterans, and volunteers coached the physically and psychologically injured mentees on all things business, from testing the value of an idea to marketing, development, and operations. Jackson's concept of connecting contractors with skilled veterans to field test combat-ready technology moved from nonprofit to for-profit back to nonprofit during the intensive 8-day course.
I was sacrificing my entire vision and desires just so that I could make a business work. And when I expanded my view and said, I don't have to sacrifice these things, I was able to realize that you can actually meet a social need when you do so.
Concerned Veterans for America CEO Pete Hegseth, who addressed Jackson's class, says the job market is difficult for veterans, so completing a mission of entrepreneurship takes extra grit.
When it's you and a vision and a passion and a small bank account and a few dedicated few that are willing to go forth with you, it is ultimately, there's a lot you learn about entrepreneurship, but it's ultimately, I think, what you learn in the military that will usually help you push through.
10 years from now, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at Purdue University and I'm going to be running a social program.
During his final presentation on the last day of boot camp, Jackson confidently tells a panel of three judges about his business plan and where he will be in 10 years. He says he'll be running a program that recruits highly skilled veterans who will study at Purdue and help commercialize defense technology developed at the university. 1 month later, in a conference room at the public library near his home in Zionsville, Jackson works toward his vision with a twist. He's partnered with Indiana's Operation Job Ready Veterans to obtain funding to expand the program and connect with veterans early in their transition to civilian life.
We want to make as early as possible contact with them, pair them up with a peer mentor, and then from there, we utilize the already existing Indiana resources within the state in employment, entrepreneurship, and in education. And we create a transition plan for them.
Purdue alumnus Pete Kay, a management consultant who volunteers with his wife in the program, says Jackson's struggle to define his plan is not uncommon.
And in the case of the gentleman from Zionsville who appeared to have morphed his interests more than once, at the end of the day, the objective remained the same. How do I help fellow veterans find employment? And how do I help the interface between the research bench and what the person out on the battlefield needs is in terms of equipment?
Kay and his wife Sally have shared their expertise in business and entrepreneurship with participants of 4 EBV classes at Purdue. Sally Kay says Jackson's focus on networking with potential business partners, employees, customers, and investors is an important part of the learning curve, especially for veterans who aren't accustomed to asking for help. Jackson says he still wants to source returning veterans and their field knowledge to solve problems those troops faced overseas, but he's not sure how or when he'll start his company.
That's what I tell people now. I said, I don't care how this works. If it works as a not-for-profit, as it works as a for-profit, as long as it gets out there, it's valuable enough and it needs to happen.
Entrepreneurship, like the transition from military to civilian life, is not linear, he says. For WBAA News, I'm Chris Morisi-Vitza.